Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
And this is Adrian Kennedy in for Andrea this Thursday afternoon. Now, from Coca-Cola to the New York St. Patrick's Day Parade, lots happening this week in pop culture. 98FM's Ciarán O'Connor is with me to take a look back. Good to see you, Ciarán.
Good to see you too, Adrian.
Now, let's start with Coca-Cola. And I was amazed to find this out. The very first time Coca-Cola was bottled was on this day, or the 12th of March, in 1894.
Yes, we're going back 130 years ago this week. We all know Coca-Cola selling 1.8 billion beverages every single day. Now, that's a lot of beverages, but it's only 130 years ago that they started bottling this. So initially, a big thing back in the day was kind of soda water with carbonated water in pharmacies all across the states, because they thought this was a healthy thing. So if you wanted to get Coca-Cola, you went into a pharmacy, dispensed it. And it was creator's son or nephew who said to him, you know, maybe we should start bottling this. We might make a few more, Bob. He said, no, that's silly. Don't be silly. Someone who was selling it in their dispensary decided to bottle this up, and it became one of the fastest selling things in the world. And as we know now, 1.8 billion beverages sold every single day.
And the bottle that was subsequently designed and invented is a bottle that you would know it's Coca-Cola no matter where in the world you are.
It is. It's that iconic long neck, and then it dips out quite wide like an egg, and it's iconic. They still serve it everywhere you go now, that glass bottle.
Okay, so 1894 was the very first time it was ever bottled, and it's a brand that is worldwide, and we all know the ads, we all know the television ads. In fact, let's have a listen to one of them.
I'd like to buy the world a Coke and keep it company.
It's a classic, as well as the holidays are coming theme that we all know. It's, you know, the red logo, that iconic red alone. When you see that, you go, well, that's...
In fact, the company famously used Santa Claus in their advertising campaigns for the first time of any company.
Yes, and they've been doing it ever since.
Okay, now let's look at the 13th of March 2012, which is 12 years ago. And I forgot this was actually an event. The printed Encyclopedia Britannica is no more.
Yes, 12 years we go back when Britannica, the encyclopedia company, said after 244 years, after dozens of editions, after selling 7 million sets, that they are no longer putting their encyclopedias onto paper, and instead they were turning exclusively online. It was their creator, or not their creator, sorry, their president. He said, it's a relic, so let's move it online. And they moved all their trademark online, and no longer can you buy an encyclopedia. I mean, you can still buy them for quite an expensive price, going from anywhere from 300 or 400 up to a grand and a half for an old encyclopedia set. But if you want information now, yeah, you have to head to their website.
You always knew an educated household when you walked in and they had the Encyclopedia Britannica up on the shelves. You thought, they're clever people.
Clever people, and they must have money as well, because it took up about 6 shelves. At some stage, some of their sets were up to 32 volumes. So, I mean, they were quite large. But the president, he came out as well to say they have so much information in their database that it wouldn't actually be possible for them to print this into books anymore.
Now, we're in the run-up to St. Patrick's Day, and I was amazed to read this earlier on, that the very first St. Patrick's Day parade in New York was in 1762.
Yeah, 1762, the 17th of March. We're going back 262 years ago. They like to claim it's the oldest Patrick's Day parade, but in Florida, there's debate whether who actually had the oldest one. But yeah, the streets of New York back then, I guess it was filled with homesick Irish men and women who they decided to come together and march, wearing green, singing songs, playing pipes. And that's exactly what they did. And from there, every year since, the Irish community of New York, they organised the Paddy's Day parade, which typically brings in about 2 million people. So it's quite big, about 150,000 people marching in it as well. So it is one of the biggest parades in the world as well.
The shortest St. Patrick's Day parade, tell me about that in 2004.
Yeah, no, again, another one. Some people like to claim they are the shortest. Hot Springs in Arkansas, it's still an annual event for them. They started this 20 years ago, Paddy's Day, the shortest St. Patrick's Day parade ever. It's on the world's shortest street, Bridge Street, which is only 29 metres long. And they do this every single year. And like, they've had some massive grand marshals throughout the years, some big names, full of floats, parades, the works. However, Over here in Ireland, in Cork, Dripsy, which is just 30 minutes outside the city of Cork, they really have the shortest parade. Back years ago, 1999, I think it was, they decided to forget about Dublin and what was going on up there. They held a 22-metre parade that went from pub 1 to pub 2. And as they went from pub 1 to pub 2, there's horses, there's sheep painted green, there's dancers, there's musicians.
That's my idea of a Patrick's Day parade. Some of them go on a bit much, I have to say. Now, 1962 was the very first time that something happened in Chicago that still happens to this day.
62 years ago is when we're going back to the first dying of the river in Chicago. It's something that we see every year. The videos go up, they go viral, of a little boat zigzagging up the river, dying it. Well, it happened 62 years ago when the local plumbers union, they asked permission, could we dye the river for St. Patrick's Day? They started doing it. Back then, the dye used to last in the river for up to a month. However, nowadays, it's all environmentally friendly and it only lasts a couple of days. But they used to dump 100 pounds of green dye into the Chicago River and two little boats zigzagging their way up and down. And it's a tradition that still happens and it's still kept within the families who originally did it.
It really, and I've seen it myself, and it's mad to see. It really is. It's insane to see. There was only once that it didn't happen, and that was in 2020, but that had nothing to do with COVID.
Nothing to do with COVID, no. No, I actually don't know why it didn't, but I will find out why and report back.
Good man. Thanks very much indeed. All right, 98FM's Ciarán O'Connor, thanks for popping in today to take a look at this day or this week in history.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron on News Talk.